Being brought to his lodging, the surgeons examined his wound, but there was no hope. The pain increased, and he spoke with great difficulty. At intervals, he asked if the French were beaten, and addressing his old friend, Colonel Anderson, he said, "You know that I always wished to die this way." Again, he asked if the enemy were defeated, and being told that they were observed, "It is a great satisfaction to me to know that we have beaten the French." His countenance continued firm, and his thoughts clear. Once only, when he spoke of his mother, he became agitated, but he often inquired after the safety of his friends and the officers of his staff, and he did not, even in that moment, forget to recommend those whose merit had given them claims to promotion. His strength failed fast, and life was nearly extinct when, with an almost unsubdued spirit, he exclaimed, "I hope the people of England will be satisfied. I hope my country will do me justice." A few minutes afterwards, he died, and his corpse, wrapped in a military cloak, was interred by the officers of his staff in the citadel of Coruña. The guns of the enemy paid his funeral honours, and Soult, with a noble feeling of respect for his valour, raised a monument to his memory. Thus ended the career of Sir John Moore, a man whose uncommon capacity was sustained by the purest virtue, and governed by a disinterested patriotism more in keeping with the primitive than with the luxurious age of a great nation. He maintained the right with a vehemence bordering upon fierceness, and every important transaction in which he was engaged increased his reputation for talent, and confirmed his character as a stern enemy to vice, a steadfast friend to merit, a just and faithful servant of his country, Sir W. Napier.